Take your Bibles, turn to the book of John. I love John chapter 1. We want to talk a little bit about, just a few minutes, about John the Baptist. Said he was a voice. And we all are a voice. We all have something to say. We have something to say with our lives, we have something to say with our attitudes, something to say with everything that we do, our manner. In John 1, 6, the Bible says there was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. It says he was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. So you get the inference from that passage that Jesus Christ, when he came to this earth, he lights every man that comes into the world. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So if a man's going to have any light, the light must come from Jesus Christ. And that it really isn't what I'm going to talk about tonight. But look at John the Baptist here. John the Baptist was called from the womb. And he rejoiced from the womb at his calling from God. Luke 1:44 said, for lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leapt in my womb for joy. So you've got that babe in the womb. Isn't it a shame that it's a political position whether or not to allow a baby to be born is a political position today? Man, if you're siding with that crowd, you need to hit the altar somewhere and get something right with God, because that's wickedness and it's darkness and it's awful. But this John the Baptist from the womb rejoiced. My. Called from the womb, and he's called to prepare the way of the Lord. It says in Matthew 3 and verse 1, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He's telling the Jews to repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. If they would have accepted their Messiah, that kingdom would have come in. In Matthew 3:3, it says, for this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, and make his paths straight. He was a voice crying in the wilderness, preaching repentance. The apostle Paul went forth. In Acts 20:21, it says, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, about John the Baptist, the Bible says, in the same John, I'm in Matthew 3:4, and the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and a leathern girdle about his loins, and his meat was locust and wild honey. Now, what's that about? Well, we see from the context that for the cause of Christ, John the Baptist eliminated anything and everything in his life that could be a stumbling block to the Jew. Some Jews would write you off if you ate strong meat. They didn't want someone that ate meat, so some sects of the Jew would write you off for that. If you drank wine, another group of the Jews would write you off for that. So what John did is he eliminated anything and everything from his witness so that folks wouldn't reject the message because of the messenger. And that can happen. For the cause of Christ, he eliminated everything from his life that could be a stumbling block to the gospel. He eliminated meat from his diet, eliminated wine. Paul would say later? He said Paul would say that he became all things to all people. So that's the same vein there that John the Baptist was in. Paul said that he became all things to all people, and he did it for the gospel's sake. Sometimes we need to live our lives for the gospel's sake instead of for the flesh's sake. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 9:19, he said, "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Watch it. "And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you." John the Baptist was a voice. The Apostle Paul was a voice. You and I, we are a voice. Every blood-bought, born-again Christian in the world today speaks with a certain voice. 1 Corinthians 14:10, "There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them without signification." Now, whether you know it or not, whether I know it or not, whether we like it or not, my life, your very life is a voice with something to say to the world around you. You speak every day to those who you come in contact with. Your walk, your talk, your character, your appearance. Man, you can go on right down the line. Your musical taste, your musical appetites all are either a voice commending someone to Christ, or it can be a voice that detracts someone from the cause and the message and the salvation that is in Christ. You got to be careful. Where you go, what you watch on TV, what you listen to, who you run with, who you run from, who you vote for, you're saying something, you're speaking something. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 10:31, he said, "Whether therefore ye eat or drink or whatsoever ye do, do all to the glory of God." My, my, my. That's kind of a tough one. I've been in places before, and that verse, God has put that verse in my mind, is what I'm doing is where I'm at, and what I'm doing is that to the glory of God? Can I turn it into something for the glory of God? Sometimes it gets a little shady. Sometimes just flat out, no, it isn't. He said, whatsoever you do. He said, do all to the glory of God. You know, when John the Baptist finally saw the Lord, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." See, he was on a mission. The religious crowd couldn't figure him out. They couldn't figure out who he was. The fact the Pharisees didn't know who he was or where he came from. They sent some fellas, all the Pharisees and the scribes from Jerusalem. They went out, had them go and look up John the Baptist. They wanted to find out more about him. They didn't know who he was. Is this the guy? Is he the Messiah? Who's he claimed to be? Is he a Messiah? Is he that prophet? That's the one that they knew from Moses and knew under the law way back when about that prophet like unto Moses would show up. They were wondering if he was that prophet. Is this a return of Isaiah the prophet, Elias? Who is this guy? In John 1:19 it says, "And this is the record of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, 'Who art thou?' And he confessed and denied not, but confessed, I am not the Christ. Never claimed to be the Christ. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? And he said, I am not. Art thou that prophet? That's referring back to where the Lord said he would raise up a prophet like unto Moses. He knew what they were talking about. Are you that prophet? And he answered, no. And they asked him, what then? Art thou Elias? He said, nope, I'm not. Art thou that prophet? And he answered, no. Then they said unto him, who art thou, that we may give an answer to them that sent us? What sayest thou of thyself? That's a good message heading right there. What sayest thou of thyself? Who are you? Remember the old TV show, which may still be going on, CSI? The crime scene identification folks. And it would start out with that song, who are you? And they would find out who someone was, or through crime scene identification. They'd do, who are you? Nobody ever, well, I've thought some of this crowd watch TV once in a while. Now, if I brought up a few of the old cartoons, I bet we'd get some responses. Now, let me move on. Anyway, who are you? What sayest thou of thyself? Who are you for Christ? My. Just, what are you saying? What are you saying by where you go? What are you saying by how you walk and talk? What are you saying? Where was I? What sayest thou of thyself? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. And they which were sent were of the Pharisees. Are you Christ? Nope. Are you Elias? Nope. Wrong again. Are you one of the prophets? Nope. Then who in the world are you? And he said, I'm a voice. I'm a voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord, as said the prophet Isaiah. Just like the TV show, what does the evidence say? What does the evidence indicate concerning who you are? What does your life say? Well, I've never missed a Bengals game or opening day for the Reds. I never missed one of my kids' baseball games. Yeah, but you sure missed a lot of church. Say, preacher, now you're meddling. Oh, well. You missed a lot of revivals. You missed a lot of opportunities to witness the gospel. Bible said that God sent John for a witness. Sent him. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. Well, you know, when John was baptizing in Jordan, he said that the reason that he was baptizing there, Jordan, was to manifest Christ to Israel. People would ask the difference, well, what's some of the different baptisms? That's one of the seven baptisms that the Bible talks about, and that was John the Baptizer down there at the Jordan River, baptizing for the purpose of manifesting Jesus Christ to the Jew, to the nation of Israel. That's what he said he came there for. Everything you do in life is a manifestation of something. A witness of something, a voice for something or someone. Some folks spend a big part of their life for some cause. from many, most of those causes are not the cause of Christ. Many will make a big deal over saving the whales. Oh, they'll kill the babies, but let's save the whales. Let's save the trees. Let's save the environment. I belong to this cause or that cause. Join me. Come join up with me. I have a cause. A witness for something. James 3:10 says, out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. How can somebody be for saving the whales and stand silent as unborn babies are killed every day? I drove past that abortion clinic yesterday up there next to Christ Hospital. There yesterday morning, folks out there holding those signs. I was saying, yay, right on. Somebody needs to speak up and say it's wickedness and you shouldn't be doing that. Prophet Ezekiel said, and they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. You're a voice, you're a witness. Now listen, I know I'm kind of preaching to the choir tonight. This is a Wednesday night crowd. This is the crowd more committed than the Sunday morning crowd. So do we roll over and play dead? No, you just get encouraged that much more. Somebody's got to be in the battle. Anybody here ever? If I'm sure you have, a lot of folks have belonged to different organizations, maybe civic organizations or clubs or lodges or like the Legion or I belong to the Fraternal Order of the Police and some other things like that for years. And you know, within those organizations, there was just a very small percent of people in every organization that did 90% of the work. You know, it's about the same in church. But you look at the broader thing, the cause of Christ, man, we need to all be part of that. We need to all be involved some way, somehow, for the cause of Christ, because you're a voice. Now, whether you realize it or not, you're saying something. You're saying something if you come to church, and you're saying something also if you don't come to church. You're saying something. You're still a voice. John was sent to manifest Christ to Israel. You and I are meant to manifest Christ to a lost and dying world. Not only are we to manifest Christ to a lost and dying world, we're also to manifest Christ to other Christians who may be struggling with their walk and their talk. And if they're struggling, how are we going to help them? If we add to the struggle, we need to move forward and stay in the fight for Christ and encourage those who are struggling with it, because it's a battle. You have the devil. Satan opposes every inch of ground that Christ has. He always stands as an adversary. Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. So we're not here just to witness a manifestation to a lost and dying world, but also as a witness to Christians who are struggling in their Christian walk. I deal more with that than with anything. There's a few people I'm dealing with right now that a year ago were living in pure wicked lives, and they're trying to do right, and it's a battle to do right. It's a battle for a drug addict to stay off drugs when all his whole crowd keeps wanting them to go get high with them. That's a struggle. So you need other Christians out there to encourage them and to try to do right. If I can do right, you can do right. But if I stumble, boy, it's a lot easier for them to stumble. You're a voice. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. As one of the first verses I learned as a Gideon. Back years ago, I was a Gideon, and they had a scriptural memory course that you would go through. Little verses of scripture on cards, and you'd go through those cards. And I had them taped everywhere. I had them taped on my dash on the car. I had them taped everywhere, a verse of scripture, until I kind of got it down and keep rehearsing it and trying to remember it. And that's one of the first ones. 1 Peter 3:15, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. The Apostle Paul said in Philippians 1:27, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Wow. Boy, he's sure expecting a lot out of us, isn't he? I don't know, is he? What did Christ express? Don't it say somewhere about presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, unblameable, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, think on these things. I mean, it's just over and over it encourages you to do right. And for your conversation, as it becometh the gospel of Christ. John the Baptist said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord. That old preacher from Skipperville, Alabama, Bob Jones Sr. said, what you would be for God, you are now becoming. It's a good time to start right now. Can't do anything about yesterday, can't do anything about this afternoon, but you can sure do something about the rest of the day and about tomorrow and the week and the month and the years to come. Your life is a witness. Your life is a voice, everything you do. Everywhere you go, your friends, the places you hang out with, places you hang out. How many times have I heard it as a policeman and as a juvenile probation officer said, well, he's a pretty good boy. It's just that crowd that he hangs out with. And you know what? A lot of times I found out, no, it isn't the crowd he hangs out with. He's the worst one of the crowd. John 1:7 said, the same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. We bear witness of the light for a purpose, and that purpose is the cause of Christ. I don't want to see people die and go to hell. I've got enough a natural affection for another human being that I want to warn them that they don't have to go to hell, that there's sin and there's judgment to come, and the only way that you escape judgment for your sin is to accept the judgment of Jesus Christ on the cross in your place. The Bible says, for the wages of sin is death. Somebody has to pay. There's a death that has to be incurred as a penalty for your sin. You can either die the death yourself, and the Bible says in death that hell was cast into the lake of fire, or you can accept the death of Jesus Christ as the atonement for your sin and bypass that awful place called hell. So we're in it for the long haul, and we're in it for the purpose. Our voice is for the cause of Christ. We need to be reminded of that, that everything we do, everything we say, what we watch on TV, what we read, everything should be geared toward bringing glory to God. Do all whatsoever you do in word or in deed, do all unto the glory of God. We need to be reminded that we're all voices. Every voice in this world, it said, is not without signification. It signifies something. Somebody sees me walking into DJ's bar tonight, that says something, don't it? It says volumes. I remember late one night, when I was a policeman, the liquor store in Milan got robbed. And I'm walking out, collected evidence in brown paper bags, and here I am walking out of the liquor store with a brown paper bag. Lady from church drove by looking and giving me that look just as she drove by. She knew what people had in paper bags when they came out of liquor stores. But we're a voice. Everything we do, everything we say signifies something. We just need to be aware of it. Your strength may be just what is needed for that struggling Christian that is looking to you for support and for encouragement. Who are you? What sayest thou of thyself? That's what they asked John the Baptist. What sayest thou of thyself? I'm done. Joyce, if you'll come to the piano, Jeremiah, we'll sing a verse of a song of invitation. I tell folks, if you're sick, don't come to church. Write it out. Hide out from folks if you do come. I do want to crowd this Sunday. Joe Mullins and Radio Ramblers is going to be here Sunday. We have a dinner on the grounds. And look forward to a good dinner, a good time of fellowship, great music. One of the best bluegrass gospel in the country that you'll hear is with Joe Mullins, Radio Ramblers. He had a radio show for years his dad had called Hymns from the Hills. He did a gospel radio program called Hymns from the Hills. That's a good name. I forget some of the names, some of the bluegrass radio programs. One was Stained Glass Bluegrass. I liked that. So. I think Jimmy's been promoting our thing Sunday on WYGS and also another Ken of yours up there at WRBI. So try to be here. Call your friends. Tell them to come to church Sunday. We won't beat up on them. We want to love on them, show them the love of Christ, and have a good time. All right, as we sing, Jeremiah.